Well, very soon, they crossed over the Wicklow Hills, the Irish Sea, the Welsh Mountains, and were charging like a whirlwind toward the hard oak door of an English castle. Well, Seamus, he figured to be flattened like a potato cake. But then he found himself passing through the keyhole, sailing along a hallway, down a flight of stairs, and in through the keyhole in the cellar. And now Seamus came to a full consciousness of his situation. He was sitting atop a large black stallion, plenty of lamps glimmering around, and he and his companions, with glasses of frothing wine, were hobnobbing and drinking health as jovially as if the liquor were honestly come by. And Seamus knew that for the time being, the red cap had changed his appearance to that of his unholy companions.